I want to share with you a ha'aral of Kavod Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And it really is a ha'aral in Parshas Toldos. It's a ha'aral in all the Parshas that we're in. So, although we're not ready to start talking about Chanukah, but Aleph Kislev, we definitely can share ha'aral. It is a very known question about how can we find that on Chanukah, every single Yid is a Mahadrin Yid. It's unusual. You don't find it with any other mitzvah. Every other mitzvah, there's halachas. No one does the mitzvah like Api Halacha. Everyone does Mahadrin, right? What is the mitzvah Api Halacha? You light one candle each night. No one does it. You don't know a single Yid that does this mitzvah regularly. Very interesting. And about it, it's a punkt of mitzvah of Chanukah, it's Mahadrin. And the answer to the question is very simple. Because the entire nace of Chanukah was a Mahadrin nace. It was an unnecessary nace. Why?
Right.
Everyone, Tumah Hutra Betiva. Make sure this kasha is asked way, way past the Rishonim. We all know that what's the halacha? If the whole tziva is Tameh, Tumah Hutra Betiva. So really, the Abishai did not have to make Tahar oil b'chlal. The whole thing was an ace that they burned 8 days. There's no reason for it. So since the Abishna went ahead and made a nest, which is posh and not necessary, just to bring out how much he loves the Yidden, so do we, what? Go that extra mile. That's the posh of shot. And again, I'm not getting into everything when I mention when the Yomim HaTahirim HaKadoshim of Chanukah come, we'll have the opportunity to share with you beautiful machshavas that will take us through the Yantif. But now I just want to bring the chizuk of a word that I heard. And Pashas told us. So if I asked you in a nutshell, what's the chizuk of Chanukah? That although Klal Yisrael was not in a good place. Do you know what's going on in Klal Yisrael at that point? You're misyavnim. Klal Yisrael was becoming, due to a lack of word, I'll say, Greekified. They're becoming Hellenized, is the legal word, if you want to know. They're becoming Hellenists. And they were becoming Rachmana Litzlam, what we say in Lashon Kodesh, called Misyavnim. They developed a Greek culture. And really, this is not the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have showed us how much he loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have totally been like, what? Whatever. But no, in the time when we were looking for other things, we were searching Rachmana Litzlam out of the Olam HaYahadus. For satisfaction, for things. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and shows us, I'm going to make this crazy nace to show you my Ava. What's the significance of this? Heiligah Baruch Hu, we know what it is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is not dependent on our performance. So I need to tell you, I was driving on Friday, and I had a shir on in the car. And Usher Weiss shared a Murdy Gavart. It's a horror you all heard of. He had just such a novel approach, such a Haley Gavart. And it brings out this word. We all know that if Yaakov deserved the brachas, why couldn't Yaakov just come get the brachas? As we say, like a mensch. Why couldn't Yaakov come in with his kapota and his white shirt? Well, it depends who you are. If you're a chassid, he should have came with his strival. Or his kippah sugah, whatever you imagine Yaakov Avinu look like. Everybody has an image in their mind of what Yaakov looks like, right? Why couldn't Yaakov come in that way? Why did Yaakov have to dress up like Esav and get the brachas? Rabbi Yisai, there are many unbelievable pshatim to that kasha. Why it had to come the mirma? Says Rabbi Asher Weiss, such an incredible word. I've never heard this word before. It's a machshava, his own word. And he said the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the day is going to come when the majority of Klal Yisrael is not going to look like Yaakov. They're going to look like Esav. They're going to be dressed like Esav. And they're going to feel like Esav. And Chas V'Shalom were worried that maybe the brachas won't be chal then. We won't have the brachas because we don't look like Yaakov. So the Eibishter wanted to ensure that we know that the brachas to Klal Yisrael will be even when we don't look like Yaakov. Isn't that Murdy? You know, we look like Esav. Now we're in a tkufa. I think I shared a statistic with you. One out of every seven Jews is Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I'll be the world, whatever, federations, there's 15 million Yidden and maybe 2 million from Yidden. It's about 1 in 7, 2 and a half, whatever it is. So he's like, you're a majority. So you might think, maybe the Eibishter's brachas is only when we dress like Yaakov. But when we look like Esav, no. So the Eibishter wanted to show us that what? His love is not dependent on our performance, Bach. A father doesn't only love his child when he's doing what he wants. If chas v'shalom, that's the case, it's the most painful thing for a child. Oh, if I do this, then you like me, right? What kind of yachas would that be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we do what he wants, okay, then Hashem loves us. If not, not. What kind of feeling would that be? So the Eibishter went ahead and had Yaakov dressed like Esav. And then the brachas came there as a chizik for us in the year Tavshin Pehei. We're a chmona letzlan. Assimilation is not only rampant, it's chaylechum as gaber v'chol yoyim rachmona letzlan. It's getting worse and worse. Used to be even secular yidden. It was a no-no. Intermarriage was a no-no by all the even rachmona letzlan yidden who lost their faith in the Holocaust. If their grandchildren, they kept nothing. If their grandchildren married out, they cut them out of their will. What makes you a Yid? What are you doing? It doesn't make a difference. Your Yid is a Yid. Now we're not giving up. And either dress like Esav, they act like Esav, it makes no difference. Hele Gebacher says, Rabbi, why is such a murdy Gebart? Because Baruch Hu wants us to know and internalize, it makes no difference. The brachas, his love for us, makes no difference. I don't remember if I shared this with you. I might have. The Maral, who said that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives reasons why he loves Nayach. Remember? HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah only gives reasons why he loves Nayach. Salchafanai, Nayach Matzachay. Never once, says the Maral, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I love Avram, because there is one time, by the way, when the Eibishter says, I need to tell Avram, who remembers this, about Sodom. He says, you know why? Because I love Avram, because he tells his kids to follow me. But it doesn't say that's why Hashem loves him. That's why Hashem has to tell him. Says the Maral in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, that never is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love dependent on what we do. He says, by Ibnei Noyach, yeah. We know Ibnei Noyach, if he keeps the Shema Mitzvahs, he's in, right? If he keeps the seven Mitzvahs, he's in. If he doesn't keep the seven Mitzvahs, he's out, right? There's no such a thing by Yid Bacher. And we really have to internalize this. When you see a Yid who's not from, it's very easy sometimes to think to ourselves, oh, not from, I'm not, really, there's no such a concept. We don't love a Yid because they keep what we keep. That's not real Abba, that's a Abba with an agenda. Because Baruch Hu says, even though you're defying me every single day like Esav, every single day you're ignoring me, still what? We need to internalize that this is Abba. I want you to know, I was in the car driving to Lakewood this week, and I heard, I decided I want to listen. So I turned on a Q&A session by this year's Torah Masorah Convention. The way it works is by Torah Masorah Convention, they have, it's from a Chanukah, they have Q&A from a sift of boys' high schools, a Q&A from boys' elementary schools, Q&A from girls' high schools, Q&A, and there's different gedolim that answer the questions, and obviously moderators are depending on the right. So there was one from a sift of rabbeim, and I wanted to, to hear, and very interesting. So the person who introduced, so the one who did the questions and answers was Rabbi Elia Brudny, Shiva of Meir Yeshiva. And his brother-in-law, Rav Dessler from Cleveland, introduced him. And he wanted to introduce him. He introduced him with an unbelievable shayla from Rav Dessler, from their common grandfather. Adelia Brudny was married to Rav Dessler. Unfortunately, she passed away. But he was married to Rav Dessler, so he figured he'll introduce him with a word from Rav Dessler. Dessler's a very interesting question. You ready? His question is as follows. Ready for Pashas Vayera? This was Pashas Vayera, so you have to listen to this question. The question was, how come for the chesed that Avraham Avinu hosted three people, this temp sukkim? But if you go later on in the Pasha, it speaks about Bayita Eshel Bever Shava. They don't know what that means. Rav Aminu planted Eshel, a hotel. And what does Chazal tell us about this hotel? It's not like it's Rav Shmuel, exactly what it was. It was a place where people would come in, eat, and Rav Aminu would do Kiruv. Interesting. Are you familiar with this? Everyone would come in. Well, Edom would come in, and Rav Aminu would say, okay, they thanked him for the food. What did he say? Thanking me. There's a God. Really? Okay, who's God? And that's how he did Kiruv. The Chabadniks joke that was the first Chabad house. Yeah, you come in, you get a meal. It's a very cute, it's their style, because that is really what they do. They come in, you get food, and they talk to you about the Eibush. They always kibitz that this is the model, which it is. Because people over food, you know, they get warm, you give a guy a good meal, he's in a good mood afterwards, right? He comes in starving, traveling, and you go ahead and you give him good food, and it makes so much sense. And we got it, the taki got it from Abraham Avinu. So, how come a one-time chesed, listen to this, a one-time chesed gets 10 psukim, but a permanent chesed that went running for decades, this vayita esu b'shava gets 4 words. Interesting? It's a very good aura. I've never heard the aura before. So he said, a pshat, that the difference between doing chesed yourself and opening an organization. He said, Vitesha was already more commercial. So he actually said a very nice pshat. And he said, Rebellion Brutney's involved himself. Obviously, he was doing it to introduce Rebellion Brutney. He said his own, that Terrence. There's a big difference between whether you're doing, I'm from you, there's all chesed. Ishal, he had a whole staff. And it was a different thing. Okay. But after he introduced Jamal Yabudni, on the spot, Jamal Yabudni said, I want to share with you a teres to Yakasha. It's Alpia Maisa. It's Alpia Maisa, we have to say it, no? It's an unbelievable story. I want you to listen to it. It's a story of the Chazon Ish. Bachrim, it was an eye-opening story for me. The Chazon Ish, there was a secular Yid who lived, I guess, somewhere near Bnei Brak in Tel Aviv, or Ramat Gan, who had a child, Rachmanu Litzlan, that was ill, and the doctors gave up hope. So if you're a secular Jew and the doctors give up hope, you give up hope, right? He had a frum neighbor. You know, frum neighbors always try to do kiruv. He tells me, his child says, I have a Rebbe in Bnei Brak. He promises things. He gives brachas, and the child will have a fursh name. He goes, really? There's such people? He goes, come. He took him to the Chazon Ish. And Chazon Ish tells him, your child's going to have a Refuah Shleima. He says, Rabbi, I'm saying, doctor said, no, he goes, Refuah Shleima. I mean, what do you think happened? Chazon Ish promises it happens, the child had a Refuah Shleima. So obviously the guy wanted to go back and thank the Chazon Ish. So this younger man, his neighbor, takes him back to the Chazon Ish. He thanks the Chazon Ish profusely. And then as the guy's going, he tells the Chazon Ish in Yiddish, he's like, he whispers to Chazon Ish, I've been trying to make him frum for a few years. If the Chazon Ish could put in like a word, then maybe he should become frum now. Right? Good shtickle? Come on, classic. And the Chazon Ish turns to this younger man, he says, B'shumay fanat. He says, I wasn't native to this Yid because I need him to do Shabbos or mitzvahs. I was made to him because he's a Yid. Mordi gemaisa. First of all, this fits right into the theme we're talking about. Don't do. But the Eibushet doesn't love us because we do. The Eibushet loves us. Chesed says no such a thing. Chesed is, do not the Eibushet does Chesed. Shumay for that. This is the Maisa. So my Brody said such a mighty gazach. He said the difference between the Chesed Avram did in the beginning of the parasha, that was Chesed l'shem Chesed. Why was that Chesed l'shem Chesed? That was pure. They had no agenda. Avram did Chesed, not for Kiruv. The Eishel was already Chesed with an agenda. It was chesed for kiruv. Chesed for kiruv is not chesed, it's kiruv. Is there something wrong with it? No. But it's worth an agenda. Isn't that murdering? So he said for the Chazon Ish, he learned the terrace to his kasha. So about a first story, it was a classic homemade chesed. Yidden were hungry. Avram brought them in. So what do you do? Terry gives you 10 psukim, because that's real chesed. But you think, so again, it's beautiful. But is that called chesed? He said, chesed with an agenda because you want them to do mitzvah. That's not chesed. It's kiruv. And then the Torah didn't want to speak about kiruv, then the Torah wanted to talk about chesed. But it's such a mighty lesson. Being nice to someone because you have an agenda. And that goes even for parents and for rabbeim. You know, sometimes I'll take the kid bowling because maybe I want the kid to start learning at night. That's very nice. That's kiruv. That's not chesed. Well, I'll give him something. Because true chesed is love, regardless of anything in return. Bachram, what's the chizik we're tying from the nace that happened to Chodesh Kislev? What was the beauty? We were holding nowhere. What did Hashem do? He went and made a... We were so tummy. Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us have the heads of Tumah Hutra V'Tzibur? No, I love you. It has nothing to do. And that's the chizik from Rev Weiss. The what? Unbelievable. What's the chizik? Even wearing ace of clothes, Hashem loves you. What's the chizik from the Maharal? From Avinu? I don't... No reasons! I love Klai Yisrael. I love Klai Yisrael even with ace of clothing. And that's why Hashem never gives a reason why He loves Avram. Our love is unconditional. Bachar, what's the chizik going into Chodesh Kislev? Sometimes a Bachar has a thought. Oh, if Hashem loves us, if I'll do... Bachar, I'm not even asking you true or false, because I know. How many times does a Bachar do an Aveira and he's committed to Eivisha, doesn't like him anymore? Whatever. My tefillah, my Torah, who needs Eivisha? Do you have to believe Be'amun HaShalem in your relationship? Hashem's love, your relationship is not the same. Because when you do chait, it becomes... It's harder to feel the Eibishter. But does Hashem love you more or less depending on Chas V'Shalom? Hashem's Amen for every Yid is unconditional, strong, and remember that's the Chizuk from Esav, Yaakov getting the Bracha even when he dressed like Esav. I think that's the Chizuk we're going to go into Chodesh Kislev with, Be'ez Hashem.